Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan's an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we're going to talk about a Fort Worth witches coven. 1 Kings 18, 22 to 28, NLT. Elijah said to them, "I'm the only prophet of the Lord who's left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Bring two bulls. The prophets of Baal may choose whichever one they wish and cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood of their altar, but without setting fire to it. I'll prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood on the altar, but not set fire to it. Then call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by setting fire to the wood is the true God." And all the people agreed. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "You go first, for there are many of you. Choose one of the bulls and prepare it and call on the name of your God, but do not set fire to the wood." So they prepared one of the bulls and placed it on the altar. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noontime, shouting, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no reply of any kind. Then they danced, hobbling around the altar they had made. About noontime, Elijah began mocking them. "You'll have to shout louder," he scoffed, "for surely he is a god. Perhaps he is daydreaming, or he's relieving himself, or maybe he is away on a trip or asleep and needs to be awakened." So they shouted louder, and following their normal custom, they cut themselves with knives and swords until the blood gushed out. Okay, remember, Jesus gave his blood. Blood is required to cover sin. The wine of the juice is part of the communion feast representing the blood of Jesus. But the enemies of God also want blood, just as these ancient priests of Baal cut themselves and made the blood gush out. Even in our modern times, people are cutters, offering their blood up to the gods they serve, which leads to our story today. A friend of mine went to high school at Hurst Euless Bedford High School. I can't remember the name of the school, but he said that one Friday night, a young couple, teenagers from high school there, went out on a date and didn't show up the next day. And that the following Monday, they found the girl, and then they found the boy, and his blood was drained. And it happened several times. The FBI got involved. Every time a couple would go on a date and they would be killed, and the man, the male, would be found with his blood drained. See, these gods are still here today. They still want blood. It was used in satanic rituals. This modern day story of witchcraft involves blood. It needed the blood of young men for some particular ritual. Witchcraft is alive and well in the modern world. Now, that was in the 1970s, early 1970s, but it's still going on today. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God to bind all the witches active in your city and in the schools in your area. Pray for your children to be delivered from the evils of witchcraft in the schools where you live. You might even want to stake the schools in your area. You could pray like this: "Lord, right now I bind and gag all evil forces involved in witchcraft in the schools where I live. Deliver our community and our children from the evil that pursues them. In Jesus' name, amen." Let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.